How are you finding the festival? Have you found it an enjoyable experience? Have you found that people are responding to what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's been really good. I think it's been even more so because the general public have been interacting a lot more than what I thought they might. Like, it's attracted a lot more people, and it's good to see. Academia has a tendency to become like quite secluded from like the real world. So you publish things, but they're not accessible or almost unreadable, not very understandable to the general public. So it's a good opportunity to like discuss with them and learn that we're doing stuff that they can relate to.
So what is chemical photography?
So chemical photography is essentially photographing chemicals based on their infrared spectra. So like every molecule vibrates, and this is correspondent to infrared radiation. So it's a radiation-based technique. As long as what you're aiming to look at absorbs in the infrared region, then we can get some form of spectra from it. So what makes our photography unique is that we actually get images. We do this by having an array detector. Conventional infrared spectroscopy uses a single beam detector, so it'll give you the average of your whole sample. Whereas our array detector gives you like different pixels that are within the sample, so we can get like a spatial recognition.
So you can detect more than one material on your sample?
Yeah, so using normal infrared, we can detect more than one sample, but we can't detect where it is. Whereas using photography or imaging, we can detect where it is in relation to other chemicals within the sample.
Brilliant. So that sounds really useful. But you can't detect all the chemicals within a block. You can only detect the surface chemicals. Is that correct?
Yes. So it only detects about 2 to 10 micrometers of absorbed radiation within the surface of any sample. So we can look at fingerprints. We can use our imaging system in conjunction with other like more conventional photography methods such as optical photography. So we can get an image to learn about the pattern of the fingerprint, which you can get from observing one like visually. But then we can also get additional chemical information.
So it'd be like a chemical fingerprint from the visual fingerprint.
Yeah. So we can learn about components of people's skins, for example, the amount of protein they have, how old the fingerprint is. We can age them based on the degradation of certain like groups that we see. We can also see if they've been touching any chemicals, for example, any powder substances, like illegal drugs. We can spot these. Like, they'll have different spectra to what the rest of the fingerprint will have, and this will show up quite obviously in our overall image.
Sounds like there's tons of applications.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's okay.